the evidence is very clear on where we are and which trajectory we are climate-wise and what the responsibilities are. So what are the drivers behind the new record temperature we are seeing? So given that the science is so evident I'm a physicist by training, so maybe I'm simple-minded in some respect, but I would think, you know, given that we know the greenhouse gases play a fundamental role in this record-breaking temperature and in this change in the climate we are observing, then removing these extra greenhouse gases seems to be the logical consequence. And in that sense, I'm hopeful that the discussion at COP, not only this year, but every time, every single COP and for the future, will be based on the evidence we have coming out of observation and model on what to do.
Copernicus issued a recent report saying this will likely be the hottest year in human history, but also that the world is on pace for a 1.5 degrees Celsius of warming. What does that mean in terms of global warming? You know, we've heard before, you can't get beyond 1.5 Celsius or there's just no turning back. But some people might take that to say, oh, we're actually doing pretty good.
Well, the fact that we are already at 1.5 and the discussion is whether to keep 1.5 alive, clearly we are talking about two slightly different things, because the 1.5 that the Paris Agreement refers to is an average over 20 years, and not likely with 2024 will become the first year, single year, above 1.5 as a calendar year. So we are not quite at the Paris Agreement threshold, but it's true that we are approaching it very rapidly, and in all likelihood, that threshold will be passed either at the end of this decade or early next decade. So given that 1.5 threshold will be overshoot almost certainly, then the discussion is whether we will be able to go under it by the end of the century, and the path to it gets narrower and narrower by the minute. So in a sense, I don't think we are on a good path if our goal is the one of keeping 1.5 alive. So I think it's important to stress this element. It's always up to us to decide. It's not that someone will decide for us. It's every single citizen or policymakers, at the end, the policymaker represent us in their decision. It's our responsibility to decide what to do. And if we want to keep the 2 degrees or the 1.5 degrees alive, well, we need to change something, because the trajectory you're following at the moment is not leading to that.
The effects of climate change and disasters like hurricanes, droughts, floods, we've seen a lot of droughts and floods in Africa with that type of severity and increasing frequency that just hasn't been seen before. Should that be setting off alarm bells for world leaders, heads of state, other people that are attending COP29? And is that happening this year?
Well, the language of the alarm bell has been used for decades now. So if we want to use the same metaphor, then I would say that we have been ringing this bell for a very long time and with very little effect. Going back to the science, I guess it's important to say that some of these extremes, especially the heat waves, we have seen a lot of occurrences of those lately, or hydrological extreme. But not only that, if you look even just in Europe over the last few months, we had flooding in Italy, in Czechia, in Poland, and last year in Greece and Libya, and so on. These kind of events that are often linked to a very intense precipitation, very intense rainfall in a short amount of time. Well, these kind of events are increasing in intensity because of climate change. The science is quite clear on that. And actually, the science behind is probably a century and a half old. And if we want to base our decisions on evidence, then I think there is something to be alarmed, because these are likely to go worse from now on.